Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled Abolition of the Sacred and the Deification of the Faustian or the Faustian Choice. I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. That word means formal apology. They are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts of darkness, professing themselves to be wise, Sophia, they became fools or insipid, distort silly, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. In the Greek, the word is herpeton, so it refers to snake worship. Wherefore, God also gave them up uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into the lie, not a lie. The Greek has the definite article. And worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. The Greek word here is physis. And likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And so this is a very important sentence, and we shall go over this later. To do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, both envy, murder, debate, these malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, and this refers to without natural affection towards one's family, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So there is a hedonic a hedonic mischief associated with this type of behavior. And so let me say that in chapter 1, Paul summarizes what Rome was like during his day. Indeed, there was the abolition of the sacred for that which is really sacred, and the Indians at that time were indeed engaged in emperor worship. The emperor was the deity. And so, because the believing ones of that day did not engage in emperor worship, they were called atheists. Hence, the believing ones were persecuted for their atheism. Their behavior was seen as radical and in opposition to the state. Also, let me say at this point that Paul is very detailed in what the abolition of the sacred is about. It is a sitting aside. It is a repudiation of that of norms and standards which are for the good of all people. And it is the ascendancy and the setting in place of perverse norms and standards that have to do only with a decided minority of individuals. And so those who disagree, those who oppose this minority and in what they want to do and what they want to bring into society at large have a difficult time. And so Paul knew during his time in the first century exactly what we are facing today. There is the abolition of the sacred in our time. Now, please note that the people that he speaks about here have become or degenerated into mere behavioral surfaces, or as Thackeray would say, the persons with no backs to their heads. And when I explained in a message what I meant by that, an individual became very upset because she said she didn't believe that. And that was fine. When I was pointing out, nevertheless, it's true. It's real. And so the reduction of persons to mere behavioral surfaces is what Paul is speaking about here. And when there is the abolition of the sacred, or that which is really sacred, when God is philosophically tossed aside, there is only, realistically, the rise of the ontological abyss. Please read Nietzsche's The Gay Science. Read what he says. Read his words. They are very interesting and very powerful. And so man is poised in the gay science before the ontologic abyss. So he must make a decision. And when God is not in the picture, the only decision left is absolute and radical human autonomy or human independence. And one gets to experience what that is like. Waiting for Godot, that she tramps who wait for this one to come along and to tell them about life and to guide them in life, find themselves waiting there indefinitely because the hero never shows up. He never comes. So, if you notice very carefully, there is this, in Romans 1, there is this degeneracy that begins with a repudiation of God. In chapter 1, verse 19 states, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him, out from apo, the preposition, out from the creation of the cosmos, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. The writer to Hebrews chapter 1 tells us, Hebrews 11, I'm sorry, that states that the things which we see, that the human optical cortex sees, was not made of things which do appear. Everyone knows that the creation, that the world as it is, as we understand it, is the creation of an infinite mathematician. Those who understand that matter has nothing to do with that which is hard, or what is some of the ancient Greeks thought of being a microscopic tiny pellet, that is not the real world. So we have come to learn that the real world, such as it is standing wave function imposed upon void. So, God seeing, there are those who talk about the God particle. Long ago, there was an individual who talked about the God of the gaps. And in other words, that which we cannot explain, we'll assign to God until we are able to explain. And so therefore, when we fill in the gaps with, note, our finite findings, then we shall have no need for the God hypothesis any longer. It was, of course, arrogant, and it was very naive, because the creation of matter such as it is not explainable. The mystery of the human brain remains that a very powerful mystery. We are powerful mysteries. We are energetic beings. And we are made of energy. We are composed of energy. We interact on an energetic level with ourselves and with others within our periphery. We are energetic beings. We are made of energy. Now, when we look very closely at what Paul is saying here, notice that these individuals, verse 20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made in his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without intellectual apology, or their position is indefensible. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, in their reasoning. And so in their collective judgment was not there. They became persons devoid of true judgment. And here we're looking at forensic anthropology. We are looking at the cause. We're looking at what happened in Paul's time in the first century, and how this applies to us today. Now note that the Faustian choice, of course, is from the book Faust by Goethe. And so Faust fills his soul depth with knowledge and power. If you note carefully, if you can see, hear that these individuals gave up their relationship with God, the eternal Godhead. They sacrificed their eternal relationship with God in order to concentrate on behavior that had to do exclusively with the titillation and with the worshiping of things of the flesh. So notice the thing that is what was at their immediate disposal. Notice what happened. So they issued God, in verse 22, professing themselves wise, became insipid, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, or footed beast, and herpeton, or snakes. And notice, they gave up God, and so God gave them up, in verse 54. Or God gave them over, literally gave them over to viciousness. These are very, very frightening words. But I do believe that we need to have an accurate understanding of what is going on if we are going to have an understanding of God's answer. God gave them over, gave them up to viciousness. To uncleanness, that word literally indicates is filth, verse 24. Through or in the lust of their own heart. Epithumias is a word in the Greek. Epithumias in the cardion, or in the heart, to their own lust. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves or in themselves. The sacred temple of the body is exposed, and the body is abused. One's temple is polluted with activities and behaviors that compromise the body completely. That compromises the mind. The will, of course, the immune system. Okay, and so the body was not designed for this type of abuse. Before God gave them up and cleanness to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies in themselves, to change, notice, the truth of God into the lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So, what knowledge did individuals want? What power did they want? They wanted the power of autonomy, power to be autonomous, to be independent of God. What knowledge did they want? They wanted the knowledge of that which was not true, that which was not holy. One individual made a very interesting statement of late that I really liked. He said, quote, we are born looking like our parents, and we die looking like our choices, unquote. I like that. And it is true that decisions are of an the decisions of an individual are written across counter. They are written upon body. They may not be visible as such, but nevertheless, they are there. Please read the picture of Dorian Gray. And Dorian was this marvelously handsome young man who engaged in the most vicious and violent type of behavior imaginable. But because he was handsome, winsome, no one would dare believe that Dorian was engaged in such heinous acts. Come to merely accept persons as behavioral surfaces and nothing more. Do not look deeply for the character of the individual. We only hear the salesmanship, and we do not go deeper than the sales message. And so, it is very important to understand what Paul said, that we must test him. We must, that the truth of God provides us, the word of God that is provides us with what we need. The truth of God, the word of God is our yardstick by which we understand, or which we measure whether or not something is true or not true. Now, this becomes very difficult for many persons. Long ago, I had a problem with a series in the community that was supposedly made for children that involved use of vegetables. And I gave my reasons why, and there are persons who say, well, I don't support that view. I never changed my view 15 years later. Persons who created the series came out and said that the only thing you accomplished is that we create individuals who are moral pagans. We are told to follow the word of God. We are enjoined to study the word of God. And so, please note that he goes on in verse 26, for this cause, God gave them up, handed them over into vile affections. And that word vile affections in the Greek is word pathos. P-A-T-H-O-S, in which we get our word pathology. God handed them over to pathology. Now, this is verse 26 in Romans 1. It is important that we do not seek to change the word of God or allow the word of God to say what it must say. This is the word of God. The word of God will accomplish that which he sends it forth to. God's word will not return to him void. Now, it may be difficult at times to get human beings to face themselves and to face a particular journey or where they are. But the truth must be told, and it must be told in an accurate and compassionate manner. So God handed them over to pathology. I read this in the book of Jeremiah, which is a powerful picture of autonomy going wild. And you know, what happened to the Northern Kingdom of Israel was they had left off the worship of Yahweh and they were overwhelmed by idolatry. And please note that in the Word of God, the Old Testament, the word idolatry literally means nothingness. Literally means nothingness. It was so bad, and their behavior was so heinous and morbid and morbidly graphic and destructive that God allowed the Assyrians in 722 B.C. to come in and sweep away that evil kingdom. Now, one cannot marginalize God. That is never going to happen. One can say intellectually, well, I'm going to marginalize God, or one can say, I am an atheist. To take up such a position does not mean that that position is true or real or has any evidentiary support in the cosmos, because it does not. Honestly, it does not. So, God is never marginalized. But what we do have from the scripture, even after Paul writes this in Romans 1, his controlling, the kaiosune controls the thought of this entire letter, that is, the letter to Romans. The kaiosune is the righteousness of God that is imputed to the living one through Christ Jesus. This is the salvation message. The salvation message, no matter where you are, no matter where you have been, no matter what sin has captured you, God so loved the world that he gave his son to die for you individually, recreating, not going to Rome and get it, that you might be saved, that you might have access to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I alone, in contradistinction to all others, I alone am the way, that is the hodos or the road. I am truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. He did not blink when he said that. And guess what? He offered no apology. And he did not manifest any shame-based behavior or felt that somehow he should take back that I alone and come to teach you to all of us down the way that you are. He was God manifest in the flesh. He was the Theanthropos, the God-man. And he is presently the God-man. He is at present our great high priest. We go before him to find help in time of need. 1 John 1:9, as we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No believing one has to make the Faustian choice. God has provided a wonderful life for us in Christ Jesus. Only those who do not love God are in this area and will have to do, particularly in this day, make this decision that you don't have to make. You can come to God through Christ Jesus and have eternal life. My name is not Josiah Rich, but